There are 7 million job openings in America right now. There are 6 million millennials out of work. So what gives? In this segment, Techonomics host Jason Middleton gets under the hood with an author of a Harvard study called Dismissed by Degrees. Labor Market Lowdown is now.
Hello and welcome to this week's broadcast. Thanks for listening, of course. We cover the labor market as much as possible here, especially when it comes to disruption from automation and robots, etc. But today we have a good old-fashioned jobs report, and the numbers are not good, especially for millennials. There are nearly 6 million young people currently out of school and work right now, and that's despite more than 7 million job vacancies across the country. Young adults are facing an opportunity divide that threatens their economic growth and social mobility. To address this issue of an opportunity divide, Harvard Business School, Accenture, and Grads of Life issued a new study entitled Dismissed by Degrees. It highlights the role of degree inflation and how that plays out in widening this opportunity gap. Here's my chat with an expert from Grads of Life.
Elise Rosenblum, principal of Grads of Life.
In the pre-press, it's pretty obvious and pretty stark. There are 7 million job vacancies, 6 million young people, though, currently out of school and out of work. The Harvard Business School, Accenture, and Grads of Life study that just came out, can you give us just an overview so we can set the table?
Absolutely. So our new report is called Dismissed by Degrees. And we took a look in that report at what's going on with employers' hiring practices. And what we found is that increasingly employers are raising the bar. They're requiring a four-year college degree for middle-skilled jobs that traditionally haven't required that kind of academic credential. And the interesting part of the study is we're finding that not only is this hurting, of course, young adults who don't have a four-year degree, who are being frozen out of access to good jobs, it's also hurting employers because they're paying a wage premium for four-year degree holders, and they're not really seeing any benefits. College degree holders leave sooner, they have higher turnover, they're less engaged in their work. And when we asked employers, they told us pretty much equal productivity between degree holders and non-degree holders. So employers are paying more and not really getting much for the money.
And if you think about the changing labor market overall with artificial intelligence and machine learning replacing robotics and replacing a lot of the lower skilled jobs, sounds like there's a squeeze on both ends of the labor market that's happening right here. Do you see any way forward other than awareness campaigns?
Well, I mean, I do think we're seeing, because of the trends that you're talking about, a little bit of a hollowing out of the middle class and a squeeze on access to middle-skilled jobs. And so, you know, companies need to really take action so that their growth isn't constrained by access to talent. Also, obviously, big implications for the health of the American economy and prosperity across our population. You know, today, only one-third of Americans have a college degree. So if you think about a company excluding two-thirds of the population, you begin to imagine the scale of impact, both in terms of economic growth for that particular business and the health and prosperity of our communities and people across the country.
This is kind of an age-old conundrum in a lot of ways, right? Like, it's hard to get that middle-skilled job unless you show that you have some experience, but where do you get the experience? Is that why employers are looking for academic experience and hoping that that will translate?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, jobs are certainly changing, and employers have been having a hard time finding skilled workers, and they've sort of, by default, started looking at the four-year degree as a proxy for the skills they're looking for. A lot of those skills are things you might think of as soft skills, professionalism, communication, the ability to work on a team. And so employers have started thinking about a college degree as representational of that. Our survey suggests that's not exactly so. And innovative companies have begun to do things a little bit differently, partnering with community-based organizations and expanding their talent pipelines to include non-traditional applicants, for example, like opportunity youth, young adults between 16 and 24 who may or may not have finished high school but don't have a college degree and aren't attached to the labor market.
Can you help me understand one thing that seems like a contradictory finding, and I could be wrong, but you in this study found that 69% of employers think that non-degree workers are equally productive as college grads, and yet they still hold the bar that high for these middle-skilled jobs. Why does that seem so dichotomous?
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty surprised by that finding as well. It's ironic that companies would be willing to pay more, but in fact know that they're not getting, you know, increased productivity. And we think, you know, what it calls for is for companies to take a close look at their hiring practices, really identify those middle skill jobs, understand what competencies are required, and then take a look at their application and make sure they're not screening out potentially strong candidates just by requiring that four-year degree. It's really a call to action to employers to get more thoughtful about their hiring and screening practices. And at Grads of Life, we have been working with companies across the country who have been getting much more innovative. There's a bunch of companies in the Bay Area, a lot of leaders in the tech sector like Google and LinkedIn, Salesforce.com. They all are getting ahead of this problem and partnering with community-based organizations. I think all of them partner with a leading nonprofit called Year Up, which trains opportunity youth with skills to move into the tech sector. Other companies like Gap and CVS, Gap, which is headquartered right there in the Bay Area, has been a longtime leader in this space. They've built a program called This Way Ahead, where they bring opportunity youth into their talent pipeline, and they've found those young adults stay twice as long as their average hire. Recently, that's led them to make a commitment that by 2025, 5% of their entry-level workforce globally is going to come in through their This Way Ahead program. You know, it's the right thing to do, and they're committed to increasing access to opportunity. But just as importantly, this is affecting Gap's bottom line. They've got double retention. So that's money in the bank for a retail organization where turnover is a big issue.
Sure. Your workforce is your most expensive part of your business in most cases, and educating and onboarding people is also very expensive. I have to admit that I was ignorant to Grads of Life.
Sure. So Grads of Life is a campaign that's been running with the Ad Council for the last few years. And the purpose of the campaign is to shift employer perceptions about who's talented, and then to help employers adopt practices to bring opportunity youth into the workplace. So as I said, we've been partnering with employers. We're partnering with the American Hospitality and Lodging Association and some of their large employers like Hilton and Hyatt to help them expand their talent pipelines and get creative about how they can build their workforce by bringing opportunity youth into their talent stream.
Elaine, this is a fascinating study, and it points out some major coming shortfalls that we need to be dealing with. Did I miss anything, though, that you wanted to include that you saw in the report that maybe I just didn't see?
No, the only thing I would say is just to clarify that the three organizations working on the report together were Harvard Business School, Accenture, and Grads of Life.
Elaine, thank you very much for your time this morning. Like I said, great study, and I hope we can talk again soon.
Great. Thanks so much.
That was Elise Rosenblum from Grads of Life. Let's double down on the key takeaway from this report. College graduates are having trouble finding work, but employers admit they are aware of the problem, and yet it persists. So aren't we just asking for the robots to fill in all of our jobs if we don't change this behavior? Of course, that's rhetorical. What's not rhetorical are the links we have to this survey. Head to kgoradio.com/techonomics and look for the story that goes with this week's show. Coming up after the break, we revisit with an entrepreneur who wants to help travelers navigate airports that they are unfamiliar with. He was recently on Shark Tank as well. Stay tuned for that. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.